Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Catching sight of a rat for most of us is a terrifying experience, let alone trapping and handling one, but not for school children on a small island off the coast of New Zealand's South Island. Over the past 100 days, 40 pupils at Half Moon Bay School on Stewart Island have participated in a rat catching competition, trapping and killing 600 of them. Well, to hear more about this extraordinary story, I'm joined on the line by Emma Jenkinson, one of the parents who ran the rat catching competition. Emma, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Explain to us first why there are so many rats on Stewart Island.
So we've got, across the whole of our island, we've got quite a few different predators that were brought out with Europeans. We've got three kinds of rats: deer, possums and feral cats. So we're seeing lots of rats at the moment, and that's what got the kids talking.
And what are they doing, the rats? Why are they so undesirable?
So the rats are bad for our forest here because we didn't have any predators to begin with. We're a lot of ground-based birds. So the rats eat the birds' eggs, chicks out of nests, as well as our forest berries.
So the rats are threatening the biodiversity there?
Yeah, the complete forest. They're really upset, that balance. So definitely end goal is to try and get rid of them completely.
So to try and combat the problem then, yourself and another parent organised this rat trapping competition. So talk us through how it all worked.
So we organised this competition and we got permission from our local school to involve the children, which they already do their own rat trapping via school anyway. So it's no big deal for them. Just having an extra prize on offer was an incentive. So we set it for 100 days from the beginning of one school holidays to the end of the next. And our local environment trust built and donated a rat trap each for them. And they could set it in their backyard or they could, ask a neighbour or wherever they liked. And we had a few competition categories. So we had the most rats caught by any student, the biggest rat caught, and the best coat, which if they caught one with a particularly nice coat, they could photograph it and our local clothing company judged.
This is extraordinary. I mean, because for us, I don't know what it's like for you, but if we saw a rat, if we even think about seeing a rat, we're terrified. Obviously, that's not the case with these young children, Emma.
No, they're very conservation-minded, our local kids. We've only got 40 or so children at the school, and they already do a lot of their own conservation work, rat trapping. They teach other children that visit our island about our local environment, and they monitor penguins and remove weeds from the environment. So they're very involved anyway.
And there's no question of fear here, Emma, when it comes to the rats.
No, I guess our national bird, the kiwi, is something that we're very lucky to have in our backyards here on Stewart Island. We've got the highest number in the country and a lot of other special birds too. So they understand what the rats are doing to them and they're keen to get rid of them.
So this challenge then was over 100 days, as you explained, and there were various prizes on offer. So the children had their rat traps at home or on a neighbour's property. Did they then have to bring the rats that they caught into school?
No, they didn't. We had, working with our Environment Trust, they were logging scientific data. So we'd made data sheets for them and they had to log the date the rat was caught. They had a ruler measurement on top of their trap to measure the length. They had to note the sex of the rat and the bait that they'd used. And then Liz and I, the other parent, we both logged monthly that data into the Environment Trust system so that they could actually use that data as well.
So who caught the most rats and how many did they catch?
So we had an 11-year-old girl, Bella, caught the most rats and she caught 64 herself. Then overall, the whole school caught 609 rats, and the longest rat was 45 centimetres long.
And the most unusual coat, which rat or which rat catcher won that one?
So we had a young boy, Billy. He caught a rat with the loveliest coat, according to the clothing company. It was a lovely dark black colour.
And Emma, given how successful this was, will you do it again? Will you run it again?
Well, I mean, we were really well supported by our local environment trust, as well as we had our Predator Free Rakiura group and our local Māori, two local Māori trusts on board helping us. So what the kids have had offered now is that if they want to and they're keen, they can keep their trap and they can start logging their own catch data for our local environment trust. And I think because it was so successful that perhaps, yes, we might do something along similar lines.
And what did you do, or what did the children do with all of those dead rats?
So generally, most of them are either burying them, some put them in the compost, or just throwing it away in the bush, really.
And is the aim then, Emma, to completely eradicate rats from the island?
I think New Zealand has this end goal of predator-free New Zealand, but as well as that, being a smaller offshore island off New Zealand, we also have a local group called Predator Free Rakiura that is looking at that as an option to try and eradicate our island.
Mm-hmm. And,
really.
And obviously these little children and their age between 5 and 12, they're really engaged with these biodiversity aims.
Yes, they are. And, you know, they do one day a week bush school over our winter months, the preschool included, where they're learning just general bush skills, plant identification, learning about our birds, and they make their own traps and learn about trapping and generally just looking after our forest.
Mm. Are you surprised by the level of interest internationally in this?
Yeah, it has been really interesting for us and the kids probably to realise how far news travels.
And in particular, because it's rats and our attitude to them seems to be so completely different to your attitude to rats.
Yeah, I guess, and for us having those ground-based birds and rats having never been here until humans arrived, then we feel like, you know, we'd like to get it back to the way it probably was.
Well, Emma, it's been really interesting talking to you, and thanks for taking our call today. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for chatting.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.